Now, the U.S. Senate has approved legislation that would allow the U.S. president to impose sanctions on Iran's gasoline suppliers. The move has raised questions about the so-called smart sanctions. It's also prompted debates over how successful such measures can be. PressFree's Gizem Shahmadi reports.
The Iranian government announced...
While U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says that a new approach towards Iran would include, quote, smart sanctions, the Senate approved legislation to allow President Obama impose sanctions on Iran's gasoline suppliers.
Smart sanctions are supposed to mean that they are not going to affect ordinary people.
However, the possibility of gasoline sanctions has not been overlooked over the past years, and the government has taken measures such as rationing gasoline and promoting CNG-powered cars to reduce consumption. Iran has also invested in increasing refining capacity, and the government says it can produce enough gasoline to meet local demands within 48 hours of possible sanctions.
Iran used to import 40% of its need some time ago, and right now it only imports 25% of its needs. So that dependency has been reduced.
But in Iran, sanctions are nothing new. These people have been dealing with the consequences of several embargoes over the past 30 years, and this has helped the country become more self-reliant and make achievements in many fields.
But the issue of the Iranian nuclear program, since it's an issue of sovereignty, and that since the Iranian people are very adamant in their support for the program, people from all political persuasions in the country more or less support the program, even according to American polls, it is not something that people will give up as a result of sanctions. And if sanctions are intensified and the Americans are adamant to hurt the Iranians even more, then I think Iranians will expect the Iranian government to respond. After all, the Iranians have a great deal of influence in the region. I think that Iranians would expect the government not to do anything that would serve American interests.
As studies show, overall the sanctions may have had economic consequences for Iran, but the political effects have been minimal, making many observers wonder how long the U.S. will continue to mistreat Iran. Gizem Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.